Okay, as we continue in Sefer Hosea, Perek Dalet of Sefer Hosea, we have more Divrei Tochacha to the nation at that time. It seems like those who lived in Eretz Yisrael at that time, Hosea is telling them Divrei Musar, relating to, specifically to Avodah Zarah, the sin that was most rampant, and again, the mashal continuing of the not being faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hosea trying to inspire them to be able to do tshuva. So the parak starts off, Shimu Dvar Hashem B'nei Yisrael. Listen, says Hosea, listen to the word of Hashem. Ki riv l'Hashem im Yoshvei Haaretz. Hashem has a riv, Hashem has an issue with the Yoshvei Haaretz, with those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Radak says that it's a t'nai. It's a t'nai. Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael din li imahem. Ki b'tnai nasati lehem es Haaretz shiasu lebot stakul mishpat. Ubezes neisish lehem shiyu enei. The special connection that I have with Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban discusses at length in a few places, especially in Parshas Achremos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special hashgacha on Eretz Yisrael, direct hashgacha, without any intermediaries. And you're going to be there, says the Pasuk, says Hosea, that it's not automatic. It's automatic as long as you're following the ways of the Torah. If you're not following the ways of the Torah, then yes, I have the connection to Eretz Yisrael, but you're not going to have the connection to Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to lead to galus. Ki ein emes ve'ein chesed ve'ein das alokim ba'aretz. Because there's no truthfulness, there's no chesed, there's no Das Elokim, we're missing everything. So every one of these words is crucial. There's no MS. What does that mean, there's no MS? So Ashok HaKadosh connects us and refers us to the Medrash that we've quoted in other contexts. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in Perek Parsha Ches, where the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Simon, B'shah Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Livro, says Adam Arisha, when Hashem was going to create the world, and specifically Adam, Na'asu Malachei Asharis Kitim Kitim, there was a whole machlokas in Shemayim. Chaburos, chaburos. Mehem omer mal yivra. Some said, don't create man, or mehem omer yivra. And some say, create man. Hadu d'chsev, this is the pasuk in Tehillim. Chesed ve'emes nivgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. So it's a machlokes between chesed and emes, and tzedek and shalom. Chesed omer yivra. Chesed says, create man. Shu mokom al chasadim. He's a bal chesed. Ve'emes omer, right, chesed and emes were fighting. Emes omer al yivra, shekulo shkarim. Because he's false. Chet tzedek omer yivra shu oset stakos, that we're always doing stakos. Shalom omer al yivra shu gulak tata. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Natal emes v'shlicho la'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took emes and threw it to the ground. Hadu desiva tashlech emes aretz, according to Pasuk in Daniel. He threw aretz, emes to the ground. Amr b'nei malachei asharis rei Hashem, how'd you do that? Ribon olamim matam evaze tachsis ala tachsiya shalcha. Tala emes min ha'aretz. Okay, we've quoted often about that. What does that mean? Emes comes from the ground. Elu ve'elu de'vilekim chayim, that we create emes, the gemaras that talk about lo b'shamayim. But either way, what does it say from here? That emes is a midah that Am Yisrael have, and that's why they would be zochet to get the Torah. So that's what the Alshach says here. Ein emes. There's no emes. And if there's no emes, then they're not worthy to be in the Bria, and you're not worthy to continue. So Ein Emes, Ein Chesed, also Ein Chesed, which is the other Midah, that one of the other Midahs that we're supposed to have, right? Rachman and Bashanim Gom LeChasadim, one of the three Midahs that every Jew has, as the Gemara says, in Maseches Yevamos. And if we're lacking that, so Emes, we're lacking one of the reasons that we were allowed to be created. Chesed, we're lacking one of the Simanim of a Jew. The Ein Das Elokim. And we don't have Das Elokim bars. What's Das Elokim? Says the Radak, Torah. Ein Das Elokim, HaChakira B'Yedias Elokuso, thinking about Hashem. Nobody's thinking about Hashem, thinking about the following the Torah. Ein das alokim ba'aretz. Actually, maybe this is also connected to the Beis Halevi. Right? We know the Gemara tells us in Adarim that they were learning. They were learning, but they just weren't learning. Shelo birchu ba'Torah tchila. They weren't learning in a way that they made birchas ha'Torah before it. So what does that mean? So that's the famous Ran. The Ran discusses in Adarim. Why would one learn and not make a bracha on it if you don't think it's chashuv enough to make a bracha on? That's the Ran on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amen Aleph in Nedarim. The Ran quoting Rabbi Yonah, She yodeh b'mamaki le'alev, Shalom mevarachim b'torah t'chila, Lo haisa ha'torah chashuva b'ineim kolkach, She roi levarich aleha, Shlo yoskin ba'al lishma, U'mitokach ha'y mezalzlin b'birchasa. That's Rabbi Yonah quoted in the Ran there. But the Beis Halevi expands upon this in Parshas Mishpatim, where he discusses the two aspects of Talmud Torah. Lomod amanas lasos, number one, I have to learn in order to know what to do, and lomod, just to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know the Dvar Hashem. Hinei, says the Beis Halevi, that was Galus of Nasa V'Nishma. Because Nasa, you obviously have to have Nishma before the Nasa in order to know what to do Nasa. So if it's Nasa v'Nishma, that emphasizes that they accept the Torah, Limud HaTorah Lishma. Ima yo'omrim Yisrael Nishma v'Nasa, lo'heyeh b'mashmos kabbalah samrak ol mitzvos, elo shemachrachin lilmod kodem, k'dei sheyedu heich lasos, v'haya Nishma nimshach u'mavo l'Nasa. V'Nasa avi tachlis, v'haya rak kabbalah achas, and then they say Nishma, which is a Kabbalah b'fnei Atzma. And that's that was the special acceptance of Nasa v'Nishma. And then the Beis Halevi says, with this, then we can understand the Gemara Nedarim, along with one other Gemara, the Gemara Menachas Membeis, where the Gemara tells us we only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah, when we affix the mezuzah, when we shake the lulav, when we sit in the sukkah. We don't make brachas on the preparatory stages of a mitzvah, because it's not done yet. So, says the Beis Halevi, maybe that was their fault. They learned Torah, but they only believed in Amanas Lasos, that it was stage one, and therefore it wasn't worthy of a bracha. And not to have that, that's tragic. Not to recognize the magic of the Torah, the fact that the Torah just gets us closer to Hashem, separate from the mitzvos, you know, that is something that is tragic, and maybe that's what's being referred to here. Ein das Elokim ba'aretz. There's no das Elokim, even if they might have done mitzvos, but there was no das Elokim ba'aretz, just the learning itself. Continues the Hosea, the Navi, v'chachesh, v'rotzoach, v'gono, v'nof, all the Averis were involved in Bayis Rishon, Niuf and Geneva, Paratsu, v'damin agau, there was so much blood, so many murders. Rather, Radak says, d'mehan ritzachim nogim zebazem merubam. Al kein tev ala aret, that's why the land will go into mourning. V'umlal kol ha-yosheba, and all of those that are in it will be sad. Everything will be affected. The animals and the fish, everything will be affected. Everything will be desolate. As other psukim say, people will be mishtomeim and say, wow, what desolation. As we know, people have said throughout the history. Ach ish al yarev al yochach ish. What's the problem? Nobody's giving tochacha. Tochacha is a challenging mitzvah. Right, the Gemara says in Arachin, very few people know how to give proper tochacha. Very few people know how to accept tochacha. We mentioned often the smak, the mitzvah to accept tochacha. But nobody's giving tochacha. Why is nobody giving tochacha? Because everybody, there's no leaders. A, they're not going to be listened to. And B, they're not even knowledgeable, says the Mitzvot David. Be'emes shumish al yarvim chadeir v'lo yachichenu, ki kulam osim ara, umalam lochiech luzulasam. If they're all rishoyim, then who are they to give Musar, right? They have to hiskoshu v'koshu, kshot atzmacha, v'yacharka, kshot achirim. You have to fix yourself first. And if they're not fixed, then they have no business in giving Musar. And the pasuk ends off, v'amcha kimerive kohen. You're like fighting with the kohen. What is that referring to? Says the Mefarshim, maybe it's referring to Adas Korach. Again, once we're in the Mesudas David. This is referring to your nation is like those who fought with Kohen, who fought with Aaron HaKohen. Adas Korach, she'merivim, and they all felt that they... What you're going to give me Musar? I know. Kol elam kulam kadoshim. Umadua tisnasu akal Hashem. I know enough. I don't have to hear anything from you. Right? The Radak also says that it means that the Kohen is supposed to. The Kohen is supposed to be the teachers. And they're not. Kimerive Kohen. The Kohenim are acting like the opposite of a Kohenim are supposed to act. They're going against leadership and teaching and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chashalta hayom. And you will fall today. You will stumble. V'kashal gam navi imcha. And the navi, your false prophets are going to fall with you. Lila is going to be darkness. V'damisi imecha. Damisi either means I'll cut off. Imecha, your roots, like your mother, or demisi also might mean silence. Vayidam Aaron. Imecha, your gatherings will be silent because you will be scattered throughout the world, throughout the globe, and you won't be able to be together and discuss and get chizik, and that will create silence. Nidmu ami, and continuing the same shorish, nidmu ami mi b'li adas, right, my nation will be silent, or my nation will be cut off, mi b'li adas, without knowledge, ki ata hada'as ba'asta, because you hated, you despised das, Am Yisrael, v'em ascha mikayin li, and I will be despise me, so I'll despise you. And you want you Kohanim, you're supposed to be leaders. I'm going to take it away from you. V'tishkach Torah Elokecha, Eshkach Bonecha Gam Ani. You forgot the Torah, so I will forget your children, Gam Ani. And again, it might not even be Schar V'Onish. It's natural. If parents aren't into Torah, so then the kids aren't going to be into Torah, they're going to be distant from Baruch Hu. The more we're connected to Torah, the more our children will be connected to Torah. We forget Torah, so then our children will also I forget. The Abar Manel says maybe Nidzmu is even, right, we gave Tupshat, to me, the silence or cut off. Maybe it's from the word Dimyon. Dimyon, imagination. Nidwami, they imagine, Mibli Dat, they imagine that they're going to get strength and benefits from the Avodah Zarah that they serve and everything related to that. They have these imaginations that that's what's going to be good for them, but obviously it's not. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, they are Moes me, I'm Moes them. Right? The Sefer Yikarim writes, different than the Rambam, as we know the Rambam has 13 principles of faith. The Sefer Yikarim boils it down to three. Three principles of faith. He writes this in Ma'amar Rishon Perek Dalet. What are the three principles of faith? Yikar makolim hachrechiyim ladas elokit shlosha. Mitzias Hashem, existence of God. Hashkacha, schar va'onesh. And number three, Torah min hashamayim. Those are the three avos for everything else. So one of them is schar va'onesh. That's what this parak is all about. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you do this, so this is what you're going to have to suffer with, but you have to remember it's all about what you do, right? Like the David HaMelech says, Hashem Tzilch, Hashem's our shadow. So if we're connected to Him, He'll be connected to us. But here, Hosea says, we shouldn't be surprised if we're Vatishkach, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also be Eshkach Banecha Gam Ani. Continuing, Pasik Zayin. Kerubam Kein Chatule. The more they had, the more they sinned, right? They thought it was from other sources. They thought it was from the rain. They thought that they did it themselves. Kochi motzam yadi, but really not. Kerubam kechaduli, kvodem bekalon amir. I will take their kavod and I will substitute it for shame and embarrassment. Chatas ami yochelu, getting back to Kohanim, the Kohanim, the leaders. They eat the karbanos, the karbanos chatas. They'll avonam yisu nafsha. What's the problem? To the sin, they put their soul and they look forward to it. Kohanim are supposed to eat karbanos chatas, but deep down they're supposed to wish I wouldn't have any karbanos. Right, like doctors should always say, right, I yearn for the day that I'll be put out of business. The Kohanim, who are bringing karbanos, should say, I yearn for the day that all I'm bringing are olos, and maybe karban toda. But that's it. No chatas, no asham. I yearn for the day. And this is exactly the opposite. The Radak says they looked forward to the karbanos chatas so they could eat and they could overeat and they could eat it in an inappropriate way. But they said they would defend themselves. What do you mean? This is a mitzvah zaseh daraisa, right? I'm eating the kachim. And everybody holds that kachim. The chatas and the asham is a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. The Gemara says, I call him ochlim, ubayilu miskaprim. But, says the Radak, that doesn't work if you're not eating it with the right intentions. That doesn't work, says the Radak. Vehem toim. Start from the beginning. Omrim lam al tachushu, ki avonochem al nafshenu. We have you covered, ki achilaseinu gamken kapara. Vehem toim, ki kishomar v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, k'malamei chakonim ochlem mailam eskaprim, zeo rakshachilasam kitora. Achas rikas adam, v'yaktaras emurin. But if you're not doing it in the proper way, so then it's not going to be any type of kapara. Rav Nevinzal points out about Midbar that we know this isn't the only time that such a behavior happened. The misuse and abuse of the karbanos, right? Rav Nevinzal says, in the times of Eli, we know Chazal tell us that the B'nai Eli, what they did wrong was they ate the karbanos, they delayed karbanos, they ate karbanos before it was properly ne'avad, which is amazing. They're doing the avodah, they're eating, they're talking about Torah, but they're not doing it in the right way. And it must be, Rav Nevinzal writes on page Kuf Samachay in Bamidbar, that this wasn't public. It wasn't that everybody knew that. The Kohen, that deep down the Kohanim were doing it for ulterior motives. Hoshea had to publicize it. Chosef Khan is Nivchei HaNefesh Shel HaKohanim. V'lo Moser Dvarim Shoyu Omrim B'Pem Alei. Ela Shebepnimius HaLeiv. Ratzu Kohanim B'Karbanos Chatas Rabim Kedei L'Hasbiya Es Kresam. They wanted karbanos. They wanted to fill their stomachs. But not because they were caring for Klal Yisrael, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to bring kapara, right? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. This is what you're doing. This is what Hosea says that they are doing. The Rashi says maybe it's not only referring to literally Kohanim, but it's referring to the Nevi'ei Sheker, that they're looking for their presents and their bribes that everybody would bring them. V'haya ka'am ka'kohen, and everybody's the same, the am, the kohen, they're all not following my path, ufakati alav drachav, umalav ashivlo, I will give them their just. And remember, this is 100 more years, many years before. There are many years of warning. The Am, we just didn't listen. Va'achlu v'lo yizba'u. And you will eat, and you're not going to be satiated. There was a special bracha the Chazal tell us of eating the karbanis b'shas zman bracha in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, and it's going to be the opposite. V'achlu v'lo yisbo, hinu v'lo yifrotsu, and you're going to be involved in znus, and you're not going to have large families, either because this means that they're with goyim, the women are goyim, so the children aren't going to be nimshach achareihem, right? They're just going to be with the umos olam. Maybe they won't even be Jewish, right? Pashus. That's what it means, because does it mean that there won't be pregnancy from this nus? The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Betheirish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get involved in that, right? That's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Adaf Nun Dalid, and the Gemara there, that the Zakenim in Rome asked, or they asked the Zakenim in Rome, Im Emrit Sono Bavodas Kochavim, La Meinim Avatlov, Hashem doesn't want idols, why doesn't he destroy them? So, says the Mishnah, well, Amr Lahem, because Hashem needs the sun and the moon, so let him destroy the other ones. So he says, no, it's not going to work, because the people are going to say that their gods were so powerful for God. But in that context, this in the related to our line, our pasuk, says the Gemara, this is not in the Mishnah, but says the Gemara, it's about Znus. Harishabal Eishes Chaveiro, Dinu Shalot Tisaber, Ela Olam Kiminago Noheg, V'Holech V'Shotim Shekilkulu Asidim Litan Asadin. Because Baruch Hu is going to take them to justice. Hashem doesn't prevent pregnancy. So here, v'lo yifrotsu, it's not going to be poreitz, it's not going to spread out in the way that you hope. Ki es Hashem azvu lishmar. Because you left God. Znus v'yayin v'tirosh, yikach lev, znus and wine, those always go together, and those will take one's hearts, and one has to realize to stay away. Continuing Avodah Zarah, ami be'etzo yish'al, my nation asks of the wood, umaklo yagidlo, and ask of the stick, what should I do? Right, Avodah Zarah here. Right, the Radak says maybe this is talking about like a suma, like a blind person relies on a stick. So the my nation is relying on dvarim shtuyot, on foolishness. The Rambam though does quote this pasuk in the context of mamash Avodah Zarah. We know there's different Isurim related to Avodah Zarah, Ma'oni, Mechashef, all related issues. The Rambam says in the Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, what is koseim? Koseim is doing some type of action, and I will base my behavior on that action. Ha'osa Maisa Misha'ar Hama'asiyos, one of the examples is v'yeshmi she'oches makel biyado. Some hold a stick. V'nishan alav, and you lean on it. U'makeb, and you hit with it. Acha tifne machshavaso madam, until somehow you get some type of revelation from the stick. Husha navi omer ami beitzo yishal umaklo yagid lo. Right, that's what they're involved in, says the says Hosea. And the Rambam quotes this. Right, they're involved in this silly avodah zarah that we can't even fathom. But this was a taiva in those days. Ki ruach znunim hita vayiznu mitachas Eloheim. They have gone away from their God. Al Rashay Harim Yizabechu, they give karbanos on the mountains. Val Hagvaos Yekateru, and on the small mountains they also give they burn their incense. Tachas alon v'livne ve'elah ki tov tzila, next to these trees, because they say the shade is good from these trees. Al kein tiznena b'noseichem v'kaloseichem t'na'afna. If you don't follow my path, you got to expect the family to go off also. The Malbim Kedarka Bakodesh never likes to accept the idea that the Navi is just saying something repetitive. And kefala ha'inya b'milim shonos. So here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, on the big mountains, there's zibuach, on the gvaos, there's kitor. Suggest the Malbim. The zibuach, the shechting, that was done Barov Am with many, many people, and that's why it's on the Rashay Ha'arim. On the gvaos, on the smaller mountains, everybody did their own kitor, their own burning, when they went home. And therefore, that's what it's referring to here, Dafka the Ha'arim and the gvaos. Lo efkod abono seichem. I'm not going to punish your daughters and daughters-in-law, says Hashem through Hosea. Why? Because they've been with Zonos. Because the men have been with Zonos and Kadeshos. Meaning what? Rashi explains the laws of Sota. If a man is not faithful, then the Mei Sota aren't going to affect the woman. And therefore, all the men weren't faithful. So the whole Mei Sota isn't going to function. Bizman Azeh. Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Yaakov here notes what he says. We have it also in Parshas Naso, where Rabbi Yaakov talks about the Rabban that discusses that this is the only mitzvah that relies on a nes. Somchan al nes. So why is that? What's so unique about mitzvah Mei Sota? Because Baruch Hu says, my name will be erased. Why, Dafka, do you need this? So Rabbi Yaakov says, amazingly, we think sometimes that the Mei Sota is something that's anti-woman, v'chulu, how could you do this? But let's think about it, says Rabbi Yaakov, for a minute. This woman acted inappropriately. She was secluded herself with another man, and the husband has no idea whether she was faithful or not. How would he ever know? How would he ever believe her? Even if two people come and say she didn't do anything, maybe they're lying. He has no idea. The only way that he will be able to live with his wife again in a full heart and trust is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo v'atzmo, ki'ilu, kaviyachol, comes and testifies she didn't do anything. How would that happen? By a miracle. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his name to be erased and through this miracle, because he wants to get the couple back together again. And therefore, he allows this to happen, and that's what's going on in this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but it's not going to happen now, because, you know, nobody's faithful, so the whole family structure falls away. Pasuk Tezvav, Im zoneh ata Yisrael al yesham Yehuda. And also now, says Hoshea, talking to the Yisrael, the ten nations, the ten Shvatim. As we know, the Malchei Yisrael, saying maybe don't, Yehuda was still righteous now. Maybe they were starting to be evil. Don't influence them. Imzonata Yisrael al Yeshem Yehuda. Don't fault them. Val Tavo al Gilgal. Don't go down south. Val Talu Beis Oven. Don't go to Beis Oven. What's Beis Oven? It's Beit El. Says the Radak. Yaakov Avinu named it Beit El because it was full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shar HaShemayim. But afterwards, when they brought Avodah Zarah there, Yeravam put an Egel there, they started calling it Beis Oven, because of the sin that took place there. Valtishavu Chai Hashem. And don't start swearing in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You're all false. And don't affect the rest of the nation as it's going to happen. Ki kaparaso reiras sarar Yisrael. You're like a cow that's rebellious, that doesn't work. The Radak says, you ever try to plow with a cow that doesn't want to move and it's not interested? It doesn't work. So, but Yisrael also, we're like a cow that's off the road. Now Hashem's going to take you in a wide area. So does that mean galus? Does that mean, the Radak says, maybe he would have taken you in a nice, wonderful, plush area had you not sinned? But now he can't do that. Different ways of understanding the pasuk. The next pasuk is Chavur Atzabim Ephraim. Ephraim is together with its idols. What does that mean? There are two midrashim. There's Yerushalmi, there's a medrash. The Meshech Chachma talks about one of them and others about when Bnei Yisrael are together and united, then even if we're doing a lot of bad things, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and says, and has Rachmanus, because we have Achdus. There are two mitzvos that seem to have this power of protection on Am Yisrael. First of all, Achdus Bnei Yisrael, and number two, Talmud Torah. Those two, and that's what the Medrash says in Bracious Rabbah, Perak Lamed Ches, Rebbe Omer Gadol HaShalom, Shafil Yisrael Ovdim Avodas Kochavim, V'Shalom Beinayim, Amar HaMakom Kaviyachol, Eini Yachol L'Shlot Bohen, Kivin Shalom Beinayim. Sheneamar Ar Pasek, Chibur Atzabim Ephraim, Hanachlo. What's the end of the Pasek? Hanachlo. Leave him. So Pashas means that the Medrash is understanding that says, leave him, Hashem won't hurt, because they are together. The other pshat, the Radak says, the pasha pshat could be, don't do, they're together with their idols, hanachlo, I will leave them. Or, Hoshea, leave them, don't give them any more tochacha, because it's a lost cause. Don't talk to them anymore. Sar savam, right there, their drinking has taken them away, v'chulu, last pasuk, sarar ruach osabech rafea, their wind has taken them in its wings, Rashi says, just like a bird sometimes can't land because the wind is so strong, the wind blows them, so too the galus that's going to happen is going to be strong, and therefore we have to try to get rid of the avodah zarah that will lead to so many terrible things. Hoshea is encouraging as much as he can those in Yisrael and eventually those in Yehuda. Okay, we'll have to stop.